In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Sometimes, my beloved, we feel in ourselves that we are teachers. And we can teach the others. And in the Gospel of today, which is part of chapter 14 of the Gospel of St. Luke, our Lord Jesus Christ speaks about discipleship. Sometimes we forget that we are disciples to our Lord Jesus Christ. While we are so busy in teaching the others, we may forget that we have to keep our discipleship. And that's why the gospel of today, or through the gospel of today, we may evaluate ourselves. Are we real disciples to our Lord Jesus Christ or not? Because there are conditions for this discipleship, and there are evidence or signs to the discipleship. إنجيل النهاردة بيحط لنا علامات مهمة جدا على طريق اسمه طريق التلمذة. وهل احنا حقيقي ممكن نبقى تلاميذ للمسيح وفينا شروط التلمذة وتظهر فينا علامات التلمذة للمسيح ولا لا؟ في البداية المسيح بيقول عبارة عجيبة: If anyone comes to me and not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. This is one point. Our Lord Jesus Christ is clarifying here that there are some people who are not fit to be disciples. And on the other hand, whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. This is another case. And another situation. The third situation, our Lord Jesus Christ said that whoever of you does not forsake all that he has, cannot be my disciple. I would like to mention to you that all the believers in the beginning of Christianity, all the believers, all those who believed in our Lord Jesus Christ were called disciples. However, there were certain people, the 12 disciples, whom our Lord Jesus Christ chosen. And they were called his own. So all the believers were considered as disciples. This is one point. And our Lord Jesus Christ was known as the teacher or the good teacher. كانوا دايما يقولوا له المعلم أو المعلم الصالح. And we have also his own, the 12 disciples. And we read in the book or the Gospel of Matthew, and when he called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out. So there are disciples in general, and there were 12 disciples. And in the gospel of the sixth hour, we always read this in the gospel of Matthew, and seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Not only our Lord Jesus Christ has his own disciples, but we may hear about those who followed John the Baptist were called his disciples. And we read in the book or the Gospel of John, then there arose a dispute between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purification. يعني حتى يوحنا المعمدان كان ليه اللي بيتبعوه اسمهم تلاميذ. Not only John the Baptist and our Lord Jesus Christ, but also even the Pharisees. The Pharisees considered themselves as disciples of Moses. And I remind you, what did they say to the man who was born blind? They said to him, "You are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples." This is in general about the disciples in general. And as I mentioned to you, all those who believed in our Lord Jesus Christ were called disciples. Even the preaching of the gospel, is discipleship. The preaching of the gospel to all nations is to make disciples as our Lord Jesus Christ. السيد المسيح نفسه لما بعد القيامة وحب يبعت التلاميذ قال لهم اذهبوا وتلمذوا جميع الأمم. اذهبوا وتلمذوا جميع الأمم وعمدوهم. He said to them, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. And that's why when St. Paul and Barnabas preached in a city called Derbe, it was written that they preached in this city and they made many disciples. يقول لك بشرة في المدينة وتلمذ كثيرين. فالمسيحية أحبائي هي تلمذ للمسيح. To be a disciple to our Lord Jesus Christ and to learn how to sit at his feet. I can remind you that St. Paul himself mentioned that he was brought up at the feet of Gamaliel. يعني بولس الرسول كان بيقول انه تأدب عند رجلي غمالائيل. So how great is our Lord Jesus Christ than this or that Gamaliel? And I can remember now how Mary, the sister of Lazarus, sat or she likes to sit at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ to learn, to listen, to practice his discipleship as a disciple to him. يعني بنفتكر مريم أخت العازر لما كان يحلو ليها جدا جدا انها تقعد عند رجلين المسيح. احلى قعده ليها واحلى وقت ليها لما تقعد عند رجلين المسيح تسمع كلامه وتسمع تعاليمه. وما يحللهاش انها تقعد الا عند رجلين المسيح عند قدمي يسوع. So unfortunately my beloved, there are so many people who are not fit to be disciples to our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we have to mention at least four conditions or four states that you may be a disciple. The first is to live. The second is to love. The third is to bear your cross, because our Lord Jesus Christ mentioned here that whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. And the fourth is to abide in his word. أربع حالات نقدر نعمل عملية evaluation. أنا لو سألت أي واحد أنت تلميذ للمسيح ولا لا هيقول لي آه طبعا أنا تلميذ للمسيح. بس الحقيقة الحكاية مش بالكلام. الحكاية في شروط وفي measures وفي evaluation. First of all, to live. To live. Second, to love. The third, to carry your cross. And the force to abide in his word. About to leave. يسموها كده التجرد او الترك ان الواحد يبقى عنده استعداد ان يترك كل شيء. As our Lord Jesus Christ said here, when he said, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has, cannot be my disciple. Are you ready to forsake? Are you ready to leave all what you have? It is a great question. Saint Anthony left all he had. Our saint of today, John Chrysostom, he was a son of a rich man, and he sold all what he had inherited and gave it to the poor. عندنا نماذج رائعة من ناس باعت كل حاجة, باعت الدنيا واللي فيها, باعوا كل ممتلكاتهم. They forsake all what they had. And this is a very important condition. Our Lord Jesus Christ mentioned here in verse 33, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. This is the question to you today. Are you ready to forsake? Are you ready to leave? At least to leave from your heart. على الأقل تسيب من قلبك, ما يبقاش قلبك متعلق بهذه الأمور الزمنية والأرضية. يا ما ناس قلوبها متعلقة بحاجات مادية, والحاجات المادية دي تمنعها وتحرمها من أعز حاجة وأغلى حاجة, إنه يبقى تلميذ للمسيح. It is glory and honor to every person to consider himself and to live as a disciple to our Lord Jesus Christ. So my first question, are you ready to leave? Are you ready to forsake all what you have for our Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready to empty your heart from all your possessions? At least to empty your heart, to leave from your heart. And I can remind you what Saint Peter said to our Lord Jesus Christ when he said to him, see, we have left all and followed you. يعني بطرس الرسول لقط الفكرة الجميلة والمبدأ الحلو دوت اللي قاله المسيح, ان ما كانش الواحد يترك كل شيء, كل شيء يترك كل اللي ليه, زي ما موجود في الإنجيل هنا هو, إن لم يترك جميع أمواله لا يقدر أن يصير لتلميذ. فبطرس لقط الخيط دوت وقال له رب ها نحن قد تركنا كل شيء وإيه وتابعناك. قالها له كده بصراحة، والمسيح فرح بيه، والمسيح فرح بيه. This is about to forsake. What about love? Our Lord Jesus Christ mentioned here. I said to you the first to leave and second to love. He mentioned here, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brother and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. I can remind you what our Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 37. To put it beside this word or this verse, when our Lord Jesus Christ said that whoever or he who loves father, mother more than me is not worthy of me. المسيح قالها كده ووضحها في حتة تانية. اللي يحب أب أو أم أكتر مني ما يستهنليش وما يستحقنيش، واللي يحب ابنه أو بنته أكتر مني فلا يستحقني. فالشرط التاني، how to love God from all your heart, from all your mind. And I remind you what was the great command in the Old Testament, and our Lord Jesus Christ accepted it and repeated it to the man who asked him about the great commandment. He said, you shall love. This is the second state. And please, please evaluate yourself on this verse. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with your strength. تحب الرب إلهك من كل قلبك ومن كل نفسك ومن كل فكرك ومن كل إيه؟ قدرتك. I can ask myself, do I love our Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength? If so, then our Lord Jesus Christ will be dwelling inside me. I will absorb his life. I will sit under his feet day and night to learn from the word of grace, the golden teaching from his blessed mouth. And that's why I will be changed and transformed, and then at last I can say, it is not I who live. It is not I who live, but Christ, he lives in me. أحيا لا أنا بل المسيح إيه؟ يحيا في. يعني لو أنا بحب المسيح من كل قلبي ومن كل نفسي ومن كل فكري ومن كل قدرتي، أنا همتص حياة المسيح، هشبع بهذا المعلم العجيب والفريد، وهلاقي نفسي الروح القدس يطبع فيا صورة المسيح، ويطبع فيا طباع المسيح، ويطبع فيا حلاوة المسيح وصفات المسيح. في الآخر أقول لا لا لا، أنا مش أنا اللي عايش، أحيا لا أنا بل المسيح إيه؟ يحيا فيا. And then when our Lord Jesus Christ is living in me, and I say with St. Paul, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. At this point, I will behave. I will walk as he walked. I will walk just as he walked. هعمل زي ما هو عمل بالظبط. He was full of love. He was full of compassion to all people. هلاقي نفسي عمال احب كل الناس. تلاقي نفسك ما تعرفش تكره حد. حتى اللي بيسيئوا ليك وبيزعلوك تلاقي نفسك بتحبهم. ايه الحكاية؟ اصل مش انت اللي عايش، المسيح عايش فيك وهو اللي علمك وقال لك احبوا اعدائكم باركوا ايه؟ لاعنيكم. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. وبالتالي تبقى دي علامة مهمة. Very important sign that you are disciple. How the world and the people will know that you are disciple to our Lord Jesus Christ. Not when you teach and speak about our Lord Jesus Christ. Not when you do miracles as our Lord Jesus Christ. But listen what our Lord Jesus Christ said. By this, all will know that you are my disciples. طبعا الكل دلوقتي عمال يسمع. بهذا يعرف الجميع أنكم تلاميذي. عايز يعرف إيه اللي جاية. إيه رأيكم إيه اللي جاية؟ بهذا يعرف الجميع أنكم تلاميذي. يا ترى لو كنتوا بتعملوا معجزات؟ نو. لو كان لكم حب بعضكم نحو إيه؟ نحو بعض. By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. لو كنتوا بتحبوا بعض يبقى دي العلامة أنكم تلاميذي. If you have love to one another, this is a very great sign. This is the sign that you are my disciples. That's why it is to live, it is to love, and also the love is a sign that you are a disciple to our Lord Jesus Christ. النقطة الثالثة إنك تشيل الصليب. To carry your cross. To carry your cross, to go through tribulation, persecution, and to labor and to suffer for the sake of his name. This is a third point, and our Lord Jesus Christ mentioned here, whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. And the last point, or the last state, which is an evidence or which help you to be a disciple, is to abide in his word. And I will mention to you this verse. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. إن ثبتتم في كلامي فبالحقيقة تكونون إيه؟ تلاميذي. طب يعني ايه نثبت في كلامه؟ يعني ايه to abide؟ It is to transform what you listen, what you read, what is written. It is to transform it into life. To transform the knowledge into life. It is not a benefit to your mind, but it is a benefit spiritually. To get spiritual benefit from what you hear and what you listen and what you read. How to convert, how to change all this knowledge, all this information, all these teachings to confirm or to transform this into life, spiritual life. يعني جميل جدا ان الواحد لما يسمع الكلام ويسمع الوعظ ويقرا في الانجيل ساعات نتبسط جدا ويبقى الواحد عايز يقرا كتير. يقول لك يا ابونا انا قريت النهارده اربع اصحاحات وكنت عايز اكمل. ده انا قريت امبارح 10 اصحاحات. اصل الكلام حلو. This is well and good. But some stop at this level, at enjoying the teaching to the level of the mind. But the most important is how to transform, how to apply this teaching and this saying and these words into life. لأن الكلام الذي أقوله لكم هو إيه؟ هو روح وحياة. خبوا كلام ربنا في قلبكم. لما تخبي كلام ربنا في قلبك عمرك ما هتغلط، لأن الكلام جوه. When you hide the word of God in your heart, you may not mistake or fail in a sin, as David the prophet said. قال إيه داود؟ قال خبأت كلامك في قلبي لكي لا أخطئ إليك. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. God bless you all. ويساعدنا كده ان احنا نبقى تلاميذ ونقيم نفسنا ونقيس نفسنا على النقط ديت. مستعد تترك؟ ليف؟ بتحب بجد من كل قلبك؟ لاف. والدليل على انك بتحب ربنا من كل قلبك انك تحب الناس. بهذا يعرف الجميع أنكم إيه تلاميذي إن كان لكم حب بعضكم إيه نحو بعض. وفي ناس الصليب بيقع منها ما يقدروش يشيلوه ومش عايزين يشيلوه. لا، ده شرط مهم. اللي مش هيقدر يشيل الصليب مش هيبقى تلميذ ليا. والرابعة، إن ثبتتم في كلامي فبالحقيقة تكونون تلاميذي. If you abide in my word you are my disciples indeed. Glory be to God forever. Amen.